Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
John chapter 16, verse 33. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Wow, what a promise. Well, really on two levels. One, this is a promise from Jesus that in this world we will have tribulation, that this world will not be easy. So when we face tribulation, when we walk through trials, when we experience challenges, don't be surprised. In the words of Peter in his first letter, do not be surprised by the fiery trials that are coming upon you. Life in this sinful, fallen world will include tribulation. And actually, all the more so as followers of Jesus, as he told us, he promised us, you will be persecuted, you will be hated, you will be opposed in different ways. And he told us that would happen. So don't be surprised. And it's so interesting. Many times when we face trials or tribulation, we start to wonder if God really exists or if God is really good. When God told us we would have tribulation, Jesus made that really clear. But then he said, take heart, I have overcome this sinful, fallen world that's full of tribulation. I've overcome it. Jesus is about to go to the cross when he says this, to die for our sins and to rise from the dead, from the grave in victory over sin. He's about to overcome sin and death itself. Jesus is the conquering king who has overcome the world, which means then, yes, we will face tribulation in this world, but there is not one thing we will face in this world that the Savior and Lord of our lives who lives inside of us is not able to ultimately overcome. No sickness, no disease, no struggle, no trial, nothing, no thing, including death itself, because Jesus has overcome it all. So we pray, God, help us. We need your help in this world of tribulation and trial, challenges and suffering, sorrow, hurt and pain and grief and betrayal and just so many different pictures of the effects of sin that we experience in this fallen world. God, we long for another world where there will be no more tribulation. And we praise you, Jesus, for the promise that that world is coming because you've overcome this world. Jesus, we praise you for dying on the cross for our sin, for rising from the dead, ascending into heaven, ruling and reigning at the Father's right hand, and your promise to come back and bring an end fully and finally to sin, suffering, and Satan, and death itself will be no more. Yes, Jesus, we praise you as the conquering King who has overcome the world, and so we trust in you amidst all the tribulation we face in this world. We pray, God, I pray for those who are struggling to trust in you. I pray they would hear your word right now in John 16, that you have overcome and you live in them, that greater is he who is in them than he who is in the world, that they would know they have supernatural power to overcome ultimately whatever they're facing by your strength, by your promises, by your presence inside of them. And God, we pray for people in this world who are facing tribulation that don't have this hope, that don't know the one who's overcome sin and suffering and death. Please help us to share the gospel with people today, the good news of Christ the Overcomer with people today and peoples around the world. God, we pray for the Marengo Gubdayan people of Russia, 39,000 Muslims, no known followers of Jesus among the Marengo Gubdayan people. God, please cause them to be reached with the good news that Jesus has conquered sin and death on their behalf, that they can overcome the world. They can take heart through faith in you. God, we pray, help us to spread this gospel as your church to the ends of the earth, to people groups, every people group on the planet, that they might know you, Jesus, the one who's overcome the world. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus, according to John 16, verse 33, and your promise is there. Amen.